mother and father came from Ireland in 1956. My father took the train out first. He poured sugar on his dinner because he thought it was the salt shaker. It was a very sweet beginning. I had an idyllic childhood in Kitsilano, philosophizing and climbing trees, swimming 12 hours a day and dreaming by the sea. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. Like horses, I love the wind. Driving in the country with my family, I pretended horses were running alongside, leaping and bounding. I'd put my hand out the window to practice how to fly with the horses. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. At 16, I dreamt people dressed in white came out of the sea. When they were leaving, I asked if I could go with them. They told me when I had completed my work, I could return with them to the sea. When I was 21, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Every year I would get sick, and every year I would get better. Every year I would get sick, and every year I would get better. Every day I would get sick, and every day I would get better. Every day I would get sick, and every day I would get better. So I was a strong child, I was a brave child. When I was in my 20s and clowning around in white face and full regalia, heading back to the children's festival, seagulls started diving at me, chasing me all the way into the black hole. I journeyed there with Manitou until I left the planetarium to the sunlight and circus tents. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. When I was a spotted dog in the band, I would tumble over a big bass drum whenever a drum roll was called for. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. When I was an old woman in the parade, I carried my teapot and wilted flowers, pouring magic into the hands of those young at heart who still believed, who still believed. You still believe. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. I was a strong child. I was a brave child. Did you hear it? When I was 28, I was swept off my feet and bound fast by a golden chain within a gilded cage. For 6 long years, I endured within an insanity that was not of my own making. Far away from everyone I knew and loved, far away from the earth, it was as if I was on a dark, scary planet with no hope of return. With the help of others, I was finally able to free myself. On leaving, the last dream I had was of being in a room with charred red and black bodies of people living and dead. Standing, sitting, or laying on cots, when one of them went to touch me, I left the room, leaving the insanity behind. I went crashing out the window, falling 5,000 stories. When I hit the ground, I hit it hard, but I had nonetheless returned to Earth. How many more do not survive a journey of abuse? How many more do not survive? How many more do not survive a journey of abuse? How many more do not survive? Desperate to find home, I sought familiar places and faces, falling in literary love, falling in literary love, falling in literary love. The sun tower, the marine building, the railway lines, the mountains and the sea, all spoke to me of memory and of coming home, of coming home. All those landmarks and people were like beacons in a storm, as I was sounding to echolocate the direction home. I fell even more in love with myth and creativity, the sounds of nature and of moving trains. I tried to piece together the shards of the mirror that had cracked at 28. I sought solace in the sea and poetry. I sought solace in the sea and poetry. I sought solace in the sea and poetry.
I was a strong child. I was a brave child. I was a strong child. I was a brave child.
On nearing home, a great eagle flew into my life, promising me healing and insight. But this eagle had also been betrayed by abuse and had turned to the love of power and false masks. This great bird taught me that even eagles can fall like humans can, and to be a different kind of bird, to be aware of the abuses of power. Now I shall be an eagle that rides the wind for love, not of power, but purely for the senses and the sound.
Purely for the senses and the sound.
For the love of sense and sound. Now I have taken the soul train home to Canadian soil. I have taken the soul train home. I'm home. I'm still walking. My heart is still beating. I am still calm. I am home. I am still walking. My heart is still beating. I am still calm. I am still brave. I am still calm. I am still brave.